Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning if you're like somewhere around the world. Welcome to Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm Mike, here to talk some independent wrestling like we do every week. Got my wonderful co-host with me, Righteous Reg. How you doing?
Thank God the intro video only played one time today and didn't mute me coming into this. It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Righteous Reg. It's Indeed. Very excited to be here talking some independent wrestling. And we're talking some pretty important independent wrestling, I think, especially to the Canadian scene today here on the show, Mike. Pretty exciting stuff.
Absolutely. Our guest today is... We're here to talk about not only himself, but Alpha One Wrestling, which is making its return February 4th here in Hamilton, Ontario. So we do have with us the former Alpha One Wrestling Outer Limits champion, former Zero Gravity champion. Mm. He was a runner-up in the 2021 King of Hearts tournament, but you can see him every weeknight, except for Wednesdays, live on Twitch, in addition to wrestling rings around Ontario. Brett Michael David, better known as BMD. How are you doing? What's up, bud?
I'm doing so much better after that intro. That was amazing. No one ever believes that I've been a champion anywhere, and you just solidified it all. So I hope all the buds that are here that questioned me can listen. Now, I saw Ethan Pages in the chat. That's amazing. What's up, bud? But no, that's great. I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
We are doing good. Yeah. Exciting.
Exciting for sure. It's exciting times. Alpha One's coming back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And so it's Wednesday. I know it's like you're not streaming days, so thank you for joining us in what would be about the time you're getting ready to do that thing anyway. So
true. Yeah, right around this time. Yeah, Wednesdays are usually my chill day, not do anything, and I consider this nice and chill too with some buds. I'm okay with this for sure.
Hell yeah. So we do have a lot of familiar faces in the chat, a lot of friends showing up in the chat today. Every week we do also on Indeed here have we got a lot of like international viewers and American viewers that don't keep up to date on, you know, necessarily all the Canadian wrestling. That's my job. I just keep plugging people from around here in, and I'm like, eventually y'all are going to start to watch all this shit because it's really, really good. We got really good and we got some really dope talent up here like yourself. So I want to just kind of get the Cliff's Notes out of the way. Let people know who you are. We're going to kind of, before we get to talking about Alpha One, we're just going to do it 5W style. Why'd you start wrestling?
Honestly, it was something that I wanted to do my entire life. And then I truly never knew how to get into it. So it was one of those things that I did a little bit of stand-up comedy. I knew I wanted to do something cool. So I was like, I'll do some stand-up comedy. I dabbled in that. Ultimately, in the back of my mind, I always wanted to be a wrestler. Literally never knew how. Didn't know I could just friggin' Google it and figure it out. But there was, I found a school in Mississauga, a Battle Arts Academy, started there, training with Santino Morella and stuff like that. And then I found a school closer to home, Hamilton Pro Wrestling, and started training there. And I just, as the storybook goes, man, you step in the ring, you fall in love with it. It was awesome.
All right. Well, you already answered the when, where, and the why. Or the, the when, where, and the who. No, that's okay. Boom. You took me. It's okay. That's good. We'll skip through the. This is like everyone asks this stuff. We gotta get you. Yeah. We gotta get you through it. So, what would you say to describe your brand of wrestling to someone who's never seen DMD?
Okay, so my brand of wrestling, I very much like. I don't know. I like to do a mix of everything. I'm a big fan of comedy wrestling too. So I just like entertaining. I like making people laugh, but at the same time, I just love when things are as real as possible. I mean, we're all aware how wrestling works. Everyone knows, but if people can suspend your disbelief just for a second, to me, that's amazing. Cause that's the reason that I fell in love with wrestling too. So I just like to draw emotion. So if I can do that by making you laugh or, depending on my position on the card, if it's, like I've had main event matches where they're very serious feuds and big deals and stuff like that. I like to brawl. I like to fight. And then, if I can make you laugh at the same time, that's pretty much what I'm all about. I like to do a little bit of everything.
Love it. Jack of all trades. Saw someone in the chat asking, is there any Q&A for viewers? Yes, if you want to get your question or comment read on the air,
get a man.
Send us a super chat. We got one here from Van Twinblade, better known, you might, if you're ever at Glory Pro Wrestling, the whiteboard guy. One, Ethan Book 2D. Two, Rohit sucks. He's the best heel ever. I love him. Ooh, Rohit. Can't wait for the return. YouTube stream or IWTV or fight. TBA. Just keep your eyes out on the socials, and you'll find out. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure it'll get answered eventually.
Totally.
Not today, I don't think. But just. So we are here to talk about Alpha One. The reason I wanted you specifically for this is multifaceted. But what reason number one being you're a decorated staple of the roster. You were newcomer of the year there in your rookie year. You've held two different titles. You've been a tournament finalist, you're a fan favorite. What has Alpha One meant to you early in your career and then now?
So to get back to like one of the reasons why I started wrestling, I was a big WWE fan. I didn't watch anything else aside from like WCW back in the day. That was like me and my dad's thing. It was WWE, WCW. I never caught up on Ring of Honor. I never caught in on any of the independents, nothing. I didn't even really know it was fully a thing until I was working at my job and one of my buddies wanted to go take me to an indie wrestling show. And one of my first show, well, sorry, my very first show was an Alpha One wrestling show. I saw Ethan Page wrestle Shane, or is it Shane Douglas? I believe he wrestled on that card. I saw Scotty O'Shea wrestle Eric Young. It was a big deal. And when I finally got to actually see independent wrestling and see it live, I literally fell in love with it. Like the ring being right there, like I couldn't even imagine even touching a ring before that point. So I just didn't see this as like a real possibility in my head. So going to Alpha One for that first time for my first show was amazing because you guys know, if you've seen enough Alpha One is in my opinion, the best independent wrestling show going, especially in Canada, arguably everywhere. So to see that as my first one, I think I was pretty spoiled. And then I just fell in love with it. And then I went to every Alpha One show with my buddies before I started training. We were in the crowd watching, hanging out. And then eventually once I started, I made that my goal. I was like, I really, really, really want to work for Alpha One Wrestling. That's like my main goal, and anything beyond that is a bonus to me. And then I just got a little bit lucky having trained in Hamilton and having Ethan Page being from Hamilton as well. He popped in the school a couple of times just to kind of do some stuff with us trainees and things like that. And then it just kind of snowballed. I started going to shows, setting up, doing all the stuff you're supposed to do. And then an opportunity came up and I pounced on it. And that's pretty much it. And then I've considered Alpha One home ever since I felt comfortable. It took me a while to feel comfortable that I had actually secured a spot. But then I think once I won myself a championship, I felt, okay, I think I'm doing all right. I sell tickets and I'm winning titles, so it's okay.
Dude, that's amazing. We talked about Alpha One multiple times, I think, throughout our podcast, because we have a lot of Canadian wrestlers. And of course, our Canadian co-host Mike is always here bigging it up. Talk about the importance of Alpha One in the Canadian scene specifically, because I think with the return of this, we've seen so many excited wrestlers, fans, and people alike just being like, finally, welcome back. Why is this Mark Alpha One in Canada, and how important is the return to Canada?
It's so, in my opinion, it is so important. So it's one of those shows that would always bring people in, like Ethan Page would so good at bringing guys and girls in that were big, like from the States, or sometimes even people that you haven't even heard of that you should know. He would be one of the first promotions that was bringing them into Canada, because it was hard to it's hard to logistically plan shows and bring people in from overseas and bring people in from a different country and things like that. And he was one of the guys that was doing this on a regular basis and providing it to, you know, then that Hamilton crowd, man, like there's not like wrestling in Hamilton is awesome. They're like no other, honestly. Like they're nuts. So fun. Yeah. They get nuts. They're super into it. They're very knowledgeable. And it is such a good show. It's such a tightly run show. They're like 2.5 hours tops. So you don't even have a second to even remotely, you know, get tired or anything like that. The show's quick. It's done. It's amazing. It's booked with some of the best talent from all over the world, not just Canada. And then also on the flip of that, you get your local guys like myself who get to work with some of these people that you don't normally would get a chance to. Like it's very, it's booked so well, in my opinion, to help push the talent locally, as well as bring new eyes to talent internationally that otherwise might not have been seen by some of us here in Canada. So I think the return of Alpha One is so, so, so important, because like I said, I think it's one of the best independent shows going anywhere, not just Canada. And because of the status too, of the people that are brought in, like someone like Ethan Page, the people will tune in from all over the place too. Right. So it's just a showcase for Canadian talent and a massive platform that I think people are very excited to come back, myself included, obviously.
There's probably going to be even more eyes at this point with Ethan Page's higher status, which is great for everyone.
Absolutely. That was the thing, too. I mean, you know, the guy freaking goes off and gets signed and does all this stuff. And I'm like, holy shit. I hope this isn't the end of Alpha One, because like I love Alpha One. So but if anything, it's, you know, the hiatus and, you know, obviously the pandemic and things like that were a factor as well. The hiatus and the building of his own brand, as well as the talent that is being brought in, is I think going to just take it to an even, you know, even higher levels.
Yeah. So in terms of like how hyped locally everyone is for this to come back, it's kind of insane. obviously I follow and talk to a lot of people, like, you know, fans and around the area. So like everyone's geeked on Alpha One coming back. Personally, like I started this podcast in 2022. And so the entire time I've just been like, man, couldn't have done this like a year ago when there was like, I had yeah, this dope shit happening in town. It's like, so I've been, February 4th is like my WrestleMania for like that. It's my WrestleMania.
I feel the exact same way.
I'm so stoked for it. You mentioned a lot of like, not only featuring local people, on the regular in Alpha One, but you know, bringing in tons of people, you know, like a year after you started wrestling, you had a great singles match with Eddie Kingston there.
Got my ass kicked, you mean? Is that
hey,
an Eddie Kingston match,
bro? Look, like, no, where does that happen? Like,
you almost had him, you got greedy and you went for that 450. It's your fault.
Going for the pop, you know.
Yeah, she's gone for the cover, man. She's gone for the cover.
But like, you just said, right? Like they're pushed. They bring in these guys, and then they put the local talent in there with them. Like it's phenomenal. And if you're a year in or you're 10 years in, if they think you got it, they give you that platform, that opportunity.
I think that's something that when you look around at a lot of the independents that are really, you know, kind of pushing the viewership and really getting a lot of people's attention, it's these kind of places that are building up these new local talents and local stars to you know, further keep the scene healthy by building them up locally so they can get out and, you know, do awesome things. We see it with Daniel Garcia was an Alpha One regular, Dan the Dad, Alpha One regular, you know, Jake something, Alpha One, you know, has been there a ton. You got to work with a bunch of people and was surrounded by, you know, tons of vets early on. Did you take it, you know, you were there so young into your career. So are there any like advice or lessons that you took with that, you know, in life or wrestling that stand out?
Absolutely, man. Like, I mean, the biggest thing that I took in, aside from, you know, the basic working hard and showing face and you doing your best and setting up and helping out and all that stuff, shaking hands, all that stuff. The one of the biggest things that I took in personally is to just be a nice person. Just be normal, like have people want to be around you. Don't like try too hard to like get attention from people. Like just be yourself, man. I mean, like, especially, you know, when you're trying to get in a car and hop in a car and go, you know, 8 hours to Chicago or whatever to show face and do that. People got to want to be in the car with you for 8 hours, right? It's a long friggin' time. That's where I made some of like my best friend. That's how me and Ethan became real close. Like a lot of car rides, that Chicago trips to this, that Space Monkey, one of my really good buds. I've been in the car with that guy so many friggin' times. You know, it's just one of those things where you just become close with people just by being normal, being yourself, not trying too hard. Like, you know, it's pretty much that's the most I've took aside. And also all the other advice when, you know, I'm blessed to be able to work with some of these guys that are like really, really well known and they're just kind of throwing me in the fire. And I like to think I can handle it. And you take all that advice just to try and, you know, further your own career and things like that. But the most important thing to me personally, if anyone was asking me for anything, just be normal, be nice. Don't be overbearing. Don't be an asshole, like stuff like that. Right. Like it's pretty basic social skills, right?
Don't be punishing is like such a big one.
I don't want to sit in the car with an asshole for 8 hours, you know? Like
it's crazy that has to be said. Like that's not a normal, like people don't come in nice. They're like, "Oh, I can be nice. I thought I had to come in being a jerk." What a crazy business.
One of the craziest things too is like, you know, there's this old school thing, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's also, it depends how people go about it, where you got to go in, you got to shake hands with everybody, say hi to everybody. And it got to a point where people would come in and, you know, you'd be talking to someone, having a conversation, and someone would walk right up, not care, just, "Hey, how are you?" Because they feel like they have to do that and have to say hi regardless of whatever's happening. Just being a normal person and being aware of your surroundings and not being overbearing and whatever is really, you would think it's common, but it's not always the most common, believe me.
No, not at all. Not at all. But on to the positives. Alpha One, Alpha One's coming back. When did you start kind of hearing rumblings of a comeback? And well, you know, what was that excitement like?
There was some moments of discussion, like over the past couple of years, of like how we could do it. And logistically, obviously, with Ethan being in Michigan now, that changes things a little bit as well. There was a lot of moving parts and a lot of things happening, but we were kind of, you know, like a close circle of friends were kind of pushing here and there, like, "Hey, you know, you're thinking about doing this. Let's bring it back. Right. Just kind of here and there. And then I think with him doing some appearances, especially when AEW had their run in Hamilton there, which I was fortunate enough to do some extra work there as well. And Ethan was able to reconnect with some of the local fans as well. And I think it really reiterated the fact that people miss this, people want it, people do it. And I think really that's kind of when the ball, at least I think, started rolling. He could probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when AEW came to Hamilton there, that was really, there was Alpha One chance at a freaking AEW show. Like it was crazy, man. So then the ball kind of started rolling there. And then obviously once it got confirmed, I was very excited because I mean, you know, with the Twitch streaming and stuff, I found a new love, man. I love doing this stuff so much. So wrestling kind of took a little bit of a backseat in a sense. But when Alpha One comes back, man, I'll drop everything for Alpha One in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah. Something else is coming back with Alpha One.
Ah, hell yeah.
Sad Buds are back. So, hell yeah. You know, how did, for those that are unaware, how did teaming with Ricky Shane Page and the creation of the Sad Buds come about?
To be honest, I'm not like, again, I could be corrected if I'm wrong. I see someone wrote Elliot. That's us nails. That's so funny. Sorry, he's pacing around. But
Joe Elliot.
We love a furry family member visit. Yeah, on
he's adorable. I won't say his name too much, otherwise he won't stop. But he's awesome. But for the Sad Buds, like I can't really remember because it's been so long, and then the pandemic in between and stuff. I think we were just at different points in our careers where neither of us knew what was next. Like Ricky's a former decorated Alpha One champion, multiple time champion, Grand Slam champion, all this, all the fun stuff. Ricky Shane Page is like, and also one of the best wrestlers going, in my opinion. I don't think he gets enough credit for his ability and his technical ability, because he's so good and so prominent in the deathmatch scene that he's so good at that, but he's also just such a great wrestler in general too, aside from even the deathmatch stuff. So I think putting us together was just kind of maybe something that just got thrown together at one point, and then we realized that, like, this is really fun. I'm having fun. He's having fun. The crowd likes it. They both like, they like both of us. Let's just keep going with it. And then we had a few matches and it was going really well. And obviously the pandemic kind of halted everything. So to see that coming back, I'm so excited, man. Ricky's one of my best buds. I love the guy.
Yeah. That I'm looking forward to the comeback. Are you able to kind of let us know what your intentions for the year might be?
You know what? If this is the way it's going to be, and if me and Ricky are going to be a tag team, I mean, we're shooting for the stars, but I want those tag belts. I've never had the tag belts before. That's one. I've never held two championships in Alpha One. I've never held the tag team titles. I've never held the Alpha Male title. I've wrestled for the Alpha Male title a couple times, got kind of jerked around a little bit. But you know what? If me and Ricky are going to team, I want to take over that tag division with him, man. He's one of my best buds.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Before we do, before we wrap up talking about Alpha One, I do want to talk about some other stuff with you before you head out. What other matches on the card are you kind of going to be, sneaking out of the back to make sure you be standing in the room to watch?
To be honest, I would love it if we were doing something first on the card. I'm not even just being a shill. I would love to watch the entire card. I'm very excited to watch Daniel Garcia and Alec Price. I think that's going to be a phenomenal match. Yeah. But literally every match that's lined up on the card, and this is the thing, again, we were saying about Alpha One and putting over local talent as well as bringing in international talent. The main event is three of our local guys, Mark Wheeler, Space Monkey, Shane Sabre, triple threat for the Alpha Male title. That's fantastic. Headlining one of the biggest Alpha One cards ever. I'm pumped to see how that plays out. I'm pumped to watch Daniel Garcia, Alec Price. I'm pumped to see the entire card. I hope my position, Ethan, if you're listening, put me on first, please. I want to watch the show.
There we go.
You rarely hear that. Wrestlers wanting to go first. It's rare.
Hell yeah. I want to go first. I want to see the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go first. I want to be done as soon as possible. So,
Well, now that I think about it, I have heard some wrestlers say that in person. Now,
yeah.
Yeah, man. It's the best. Because, you get to hang out, watch a show, and you get the crowd at its hottest point.
The worst is the main event after a 4-hour show.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. With Alpha Run, one run in these 2.5-hour shows, that's the money spot. Four-hour shows, man. Like 15 matches, you're like, dear God. Oh. Wrestling on those is tough, too, sometimes if you're late in the card.
I bet. it gets a little much. Being in the building, at least, you get the energy on the streams. It's like, I'm so tempted to just do something else in my house right now.
Yeah, I'll watch half now, watch half later or something.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up the replay tomorrow. So speaking of streams, speaking of wrestling, I did want to bring up another place that you've popped up at recently, because it's a personal treat of mine to watch. You worked at Mystery Wrestling earlier this year. That's a very unique experience and a show to be a part of. What was being there that day like?
Dude, it was so fun. And so we were the first match of the first Mystery Wrestling show. So I think at that point it was like, we don't know. Nobody really knows what to expect. We don't know like how many people are there, how many people are watching. I was in one of those druid outfits, like not being able to, sorry, my dog's coming to bug me, but it was awesome. It was so fun. I really, really, really hope I get invited back. I think Mystery Wrestling is one of the most creative ideas and places in independent wrestling in a long time, and every single show for them has just gotten better and better and better. Uno knows how to book a show, man. They're so fun.
Yeah Between those mysteries, between Mystery Wrestling and Loot, he's got some cool wrestling going on in that Gatineau area.
What a vibe out there too, because I did the Loot show the night before as well. Usually I'm a baby face in most places, and for that show I was a baby face for the entire match, and then it was actually the night the Leafs advanced into the second round for the first time in since like 2004. So that game was happening that night, and I actually had this jersey under the ring. So by the time I the match was, you know, wrapping up, I go under the ring, I grab my jersey for some extra power with my 450. And it's the loudest boo I've ever heard in my life, because we're in Ottawa, right? We're in freaking, you know, we're right outside of Quebec. They don't like the Leafs out there.
Yep. You're in the heart of Senators country and in the Canadians' backyard. Also shout out to Willie on the wall behind you.
Hell yeah, bud. I had him on the wall before he signed the deal. And now look, I summoned good things. So that's a good spot. I'm going to put people there that I want to stick around.
Toronto Maple Leafs just throwing the money out this year.
11-5, dude. Holy shit. I love Nylander. I can't complain.
You talked about, you know, creativity, doing weird and wacky stuff. Something, you know, would be remiss if I didn't bring up a video clip that, you know, you brought to our attention earlier on in the year, or I guess later in last year. I don't know how this works. I don't know. The calendar changed and time's broken now. A couple months ago. I thought the background would go away. Good old ketchup chips.
Oh, gotta love it, eh?
Ketchup chips.
Look, this is some real sicko shit, Reg. You don't even know. You've never experienced the burn on your skin of a ketchup chip. I can't, like, you eat too many of them and you feel like you're turning into the Joker. Like,
Yeah, I don't know anything about ketchup chips. I'm like, I don't know why this is relevant.
Have you ever had
American?
Them?
I've never had them. Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, Reg needs a Canadian vacation so bad.
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
Or we just gotta hook you up with some ketchup chips. You ever had all dressed chips?
No. Mike was telling me about them, but I'm still like, I don't know what that is.
Oh man, I think honestly, well, I actually, it's hard to say. Like, it's easy for me to tell you you're gonna love them because I love them, but I mean, you gotta give them a shot. We gotta find a way to get you some.
It sounds like I would love them, the all dressed ones for sure.
All dress is so good. Yeah. Ketchup's like, I love ketchup, but I can understand why people don't all dress though. I think, man, you got to get some.
Ruffles all dress chip is like undefeated, undisputed champion of potato chips.
Hell yeah. I agree.
All right. So speaking of potato chips, snacking, you know, weird and wild shit. The other reason I wanted to have you on here to talk about Alpha One was because outside of wrestling entirely, I just, you know, you remain entertaining in a completely different way. We did bring up your Twitch, your Twitch channel, your content creation earlier, but you know, you are live 4 nights a week at twitch.tv/BMDBud. And we see it in our chat. It's lit up with a whole bunch of buds. You built a really positive and fun community there. So when did you start dipping into the content creation and like Twitch streaming?
So for content creation, it's always something I've wanted to do too, and dabbled here and there and tried things, and you know, didn't know how to get into it. Didn't really have, I'm generally a pretty reserved guy, believe it or not. I get pretty nervous. I'm pretty shy for the most part. Wrestling's allowed that to change a bit, but the reason I started streaming initially was because the pandemic happened. So I had a bunch of shows booked for WrestleMania weekend that April in Florida. Flights, everything, shows. And I really thought at that moment, I was so excited because it was the first time I had done previous WrestleMania weekends where I'd showed up and did some stuff for Alpha One and was lucky to get some other bookings. But this was the first weekend that I had, like, I thought in my mind it was going to be my coming out party to a larger audience. I had some really good matches coming up that weren't announced yet, and very, very, very excited. And so when the pandemic happened, it happened like right before that weekend, they shut everything down pretty much. It was like a week or two out. And so I canceled everything, right? You cancel your flights, you cancel all your plans. And I was gutted, man, because I was, you know, wrestling was all my eggs were in the wrestling basket at the time. And I was gutted. This was my moment in my mind and it wasn't going to happen. So I had about $1,000 that I had initially planned to use for that trip, flights and my expenses and all that stuff. So instead I turned around and I don't know why I had a thought. And I just looked at my wife. I'm like, I want to buy a PC. I don't have a PC. I never had a PC, I played video games on my own, whatever, but I'm like, I want to buy a PC. She's like, okay, why? I want to start streaming. Cause I thought I didn't know how long it was going to be. Thought I could keep my name out there, while I'm streaming, and then at least like keep some of the momentum I thought I had at the time with wrestling by streaming. And then, so I started and I literally fell in love with it, man. My, like, I started streaming initially in the, you know, the BMD character, which isn't necessarily far off from the real me. But it's a little bit turned up. And then eventually I just got so comfortable that I just loved it, man. I started thinking of crazy ideas for streams and content. And then that just kind of became my whole love, man. And then the community, that was the thing that really kept it going, man. I was so fortunate. Like, I had people like Ethan that were streaming that would send his buds over. And then I got Evil Uno. We had worked together a couple times, but we weren't necessarily close at the time. We'd just been on some same shows. We knew each other, whatever. And he rated me a few times before, like a couple hundred people. And at the time, I had like anywhere from 5 to 10 people if I was lucky watching. And I just got lucky and was able to, I don't know, they just liked me, I guess. So they stuck around. And then Twitch just evolved and became my number one, man. I just fell in love with it. And from that, turned into YouTube videos, turned into everything. And now there's this whole other side that, like, man, I would, this is what I want to do this full time. I want this to be my job. I want this to be the thing that I do. I have so many crazy and wacky ideas. And it's become like my passion, the same way wrestling did. So now instead of one basket, I got two baskets. You know what I'm saying?
Not luck.
Did he just write? It's not. Oh, he's still here too. He's still watching, listening to me ramble on. I thought, I was like, when are we going to be able to talk shit about him? He's not leaving. We can't.
Oh, hey, you can talk shit about him right now. Go ahead. You got anything?
I can't. I got literally nothing.
Nobody can. I think he's, at this point,
Ethan Page has literally done more for me than anyone could possibly do moving forward. Not just like with everything that's going on here and streaming and wrestling and all that, but even just like as a friend, like personally, I consider him one of my best friends in a way of like, he's just always there and just a really, really, really good friend, as well as all the other stuff on top of it too, is just an added bonus. He's a great guy, honestly.
Just hear this so often. Like, I've heard what you said so often from other people. It's like, it has to be true at this point. If 100 Dude. People are saying the same thing, like, it has to be true.
It's no bullshit, man. I'm guaranteed there's at least 100 people just like me who say the exact same things for right. Sure.
That's great to hear. Like, as a Hamiltonian, he's, you know, someone to look up to, as, you know, a fan of wrestling in the city for sure.
Absolutely.
That I did kind of want to get back onto your community, because, you know, you really open up with your chat, welcome them into your life. What's that been like, you know, having this, like, you know, fan base and community versus like a wrestling fan base? Dude, I know there's a bit of overlap, but it's not like, it's not 100% at all.
No, it initially started with all wrestling buds, and they all came in, and thankfully I was lucky to have, like, you know, a half dozen of them or so that would stick around for every stream. And as I was figuring it all out, right, and started just like everyone else and playing video games and whatever before I started really trying to make different content and doing things. And so that started like that. And then honestly, I had a couple of YouTube videos kind of take off a little bit that had nothing to do with wrestling. So I ranked NHL goal horns one time on stream as like a gag, and that was like, how, I don't know how long that video was posted, a year or two ago. And I get comments on it today still. And those people will then turn around and pop in my chat and in my stream. And then turns out like one of my mods, Kay, she's awesome. She is great. She's been in my community for so long. Popped in during a GeoGuessr stream, knows nothing about wrestling. And now we've made her enjoy wrestling, at least in a sense of like, she'll watch mystery wrestling or we tease her about it. I've kind of got like a bit of a 50-50 split, but people tend to listen to me talk about hockey or wrestling or, you know, random chess scandals that we were talking about the other night. That's pretty inappropriate. They listen to me talk about everything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some, the bad ads is some of my favorite shit.
We're doing that again tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'll be there.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You do have a ton of fun on stream, interact with your community a lot. Like, your engagement with your community is really, really out there.
Thank you.
What is what's the worst level of pain you've gone through in the name of content? Was it the one chunk challenge, or would it be like celebrating a hype train while you're recovering from a vasectomy?
The Bro, that's close. Okay. The one chunk really sucked, but I mean, honestly, pain, physical pain. I feel like I don't feel it anymore with all the hot sauce and all the bullshit like that. But mentally, as far as pain goes, one time during a 24-hour stream, one of the things that were on the spin the wheel, whatever, was to shave my eyebrows. Oh. And it hit, and I shaved my eyebrows. And I got to be honest, I will literally never, ever even think about doing that again. That was the worst, like, I don't know, man. It was like, it felt like it was like 6 months where they did not grow back. Dude, going in public and people looking at you while they're like, because it's not like I had anything wrong. You can see them half growing in. So it's like, oh, you just did that. And people making fun of you at work. And then you have to try and fucking explain it. And you're like, man, like, I can't explain it. I did it. It's a thing that happened. I'll never do it again. That was the worst thing I've ever done by far.
I lost half of one at a party, and it's you like no one can prepare you for how long it takes an eyebrow to grow back. Like it's not a simple thing.
You know what the thing is too? Sorry, I'm looking at the chat now, and honestly, there's some stuff I do so much that I forget. I see Leishi said Satan's toe. That was a bad one. Liz says floor pickle. Okay, the pickle just fell on the floor once, and I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll still eat it. Immediately got sick. I got a weak stomach.
Oh, no.
Dude, dried Carolina Reapers, terrible. Satan's blood, terrible. And then the only other time... Satan's blood is a hot sauce that, like, it's in a vial. It literally looks like blood. And I took it because I was like, oh, it's 800,000 Scoville. Some of the hot sauces I do are, like, 6-7 million. I'm like, this will be nothing. So I took a full spoon. But it doesn't matter the Scoville, man, like whatever the peppers that are in there, it hit me and it was the worst. Like the pain, I immediately got sick. It was terrible. But other than the eyebrows, the one time that was the worst was during a hockey stream. Sometimes I live stream the playoffs when the Leafs are in it. That brings in a lot of viewers as well. That's where I've gotten some people too. But they ended me with my hottest sauce 6 times in a row during a Leafs playoff game. And I just did it because I'm stupid. And I had to end the stream. It's the only time I've had to end the stream due to hot sauce. It was horrible. And then I put a cap on it after that. That was a bad
one. It's kind of like, when you think about it, though, you've, over the course of time, you've consumed, like, literally billions of total Scoville units.
Yeah, man. Well, that started as a way to engage and interact, but I also love hot sauce. So it was like one of those things where I'm like, I'm a bit of a masochist. I like to play games that torture me. I like to eat hot sauce. So like, I like to challenge myself. So, but now it's just become such a staple in the stream that it's never going anywhere. I still enjoy doing it after like 3 years. So I keep bringing in new ones and like doing cool alerts for it and stuff. My wife's insane with it. So it's fun, man.
Is it still hot?
Yeah, man. Honestly, even some of my lower end ones that are like the, you know, the cheaper ones for channel points and bits and stuff, they still are hot. It hasn't, like, my tolerance hasn't really changed, I guess. I don't know. It still kills me, man.
That's wild.
It's wild.
That's wild, man. So you mentioned her a couple times, but your wife is, she's like all in on the journey with you, and she kills it with editing your YouTube videos and doing that content. How is it having like your partner not only support you, but like be hands on in the content creation, you know, be like just all in on whatever you're up to?
I am the luckiest guy ever. And that's the truth. Like she's been all in from day one. And day one, I didn't even know I wanted to be a wrestler. Day one was like one of the first outings I brought her to was to watch me do stand up, because that was the one thing that I was interested in at the time. I really loved stand up comedy and wanted to get into it at the time. That was what I was trying to throw my eggs in that basket. And it was something weird for her. She had never dealt with anything like that before. So it was kind of like different from the get go. And she's always been all in everything, man. Like if I'm passionate about something, she's fine with it. She's passionate about it. Like I said, we don't have like a ton of money. So dropping $1,000 at the time on a gaming PC, dude, like, and I had never mentioned anything about streaming before, but I was so adamant about it. She was just like, yep. Yeah, okay. I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it. She's a creative herself. Like she has her own Etsy shops and things like that. Does her own design work. Very, very successful at all that stuff. Like she's always been a creative as well. So I think we've kind of brought that out of each other more, because she used to, you know, manage a paint store for like 10 years and worked her way up the corporate ladder there and was set. That was her job. And, you know, it just kind of, I don't know, I guess us being together and both of us being creative just kind of pushes us to take chances and take risks and things like that. And man, I'm so lucky. She's so on board with everything. I don't know how she listens to it, man. She'll sit here while I'm streaming and I'm talking, like I'm talking right now. I'll get off. She'll still want to talk to me. And then she'll go over there and put headphones on and edit something of me talking for 3 hours. Wow. It's insane. I don't get it. I'm very lucky.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm so lucky.
That's the kind of support system that just like it really, you know, helps everything thrive though, to be in that kind of environment.
You need to like feed off each other, right? Like it's just one of those things. Like, and like I said, I've mentioned 700 times, but with Ethan Page and his wife, cause like we've become friends and we've hung out with them and stuff too. They're the same way, man. And I find if you've got two people working with a common goal or supporting each other and helping, your chances of being successful they skyrocket, man. Yeah. Like if she hated everything I did, then like how, like I couldn't sit here and take up my whole living room and stream and yell and scream and eat hot sauce and throw up and shave my eyebrows and all the stupid stuff that is fun for me. I wouldn't be able to do any of that if she didn't support it. Right. She, I don't know. I think she loves it or she's a good liar. I don't know.
Yeah. What was her eyebrow reaction?
I don't even fully know. I know she didn't like it. Tor, how did you feel about the eyebrows initially when I shaved them? She slaps. She's like, I don't even know. I do so many things that I think she just doesn't care anymore.
Par for the course now.
Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. His eyebrows are gone. All right. Another day.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to just thank you again for taking some time out on your night off to come hang out with us. You know, talk about yourself, talk about Alpha One, you know, get to talk about your Twitch and your YouTube ventures. You know, buy tickets for Alpha One on February 4th, a1wrestling.com. In the meantime, for you though, where else can people find you? You know, give them all your plugs and where to look for you at.
So I'm on Twitter still as BMD Butt. I'm not super active there, but if you want to get a hold of me, the best way, like, you know, is come in the stream, man. Twitch.tv/BMD Butt. I'm live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday at 6:30 PM Eastern time. And we're so close YouTube. So I'm also doing, we edit stream stuff for YouTube, but I also do comedy sketches and stuff as well as original content there. And there's so much of that coming down the pipeline. Now we're like 15 subs away from 2000. So if anybody's watching this and wants to toss a sub my way, we're this close. Mm-hmm. And I promise you I'll make you laugh at least once, maybe in a 20-minute video. We'll see.
It'll happen for sure.
And that's YouTube BMD Butt as well.
Yeah, say BMD Butt everywhere, right?
Yes. I and then the only other channel I have is I do have a cartoon channel, but I haven't promoted that. I do cartoons as well. You can see one behind me, but I haven't fully dove into that 100% yet, so I'm not plugging it just yet. But I have a games channel as well, which is just BMD Bud Games. If gaming content's your thing as well, we edit those too.
Hell yeah. Well, Brett, appreciate you so much for joining us again. Thank you very, very much. I can't wait to come see you at Alpha One. I'll be there on February 4th. I know It's going to be a great time. Hope you have a great night. Thank you again.
Thanks, man. You too. I'm excited to excited to hang out, meet face to face. And Reg, I hope you try some all dressed chips soon, bud.
Me too.
I'm gonna have to put together a care package for him for sure.
Appreciate
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Have a great night, Brett.
Thanks, bud. You too.
Yeah, you got to switch. I need to get a better way to switch the overlay. I don't know.
Transitions, how to do this, Mike. Transitions.
I know. There's like buttons. Dude, there's like buttons and shit. I don't know. I'm bad at buttons. How are you doing, Reg?
I'm doing great, man. I want to know, you asked him about his match he was looking forward to at the Alpha One show. What match are you most looking forward to at the Alpha One show?
Honestly, you know, got it. Garcia versus Alec Price is going to be crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But that alpha male title match, the three way, that's a bunch of Alpha One, you know, mainstays. It's a good way to, you know, kind of re-welcome everyone back to this is Alpha One, while also still having all the crazy shit that's going to happen before it.
I love that having that main event specifically when there's going to be so many new eyes, I think is so genius. The
very important
what he talked about of having a promotion that brings in some of the best from the world, but pairs them with their locals. Like that's independent wrestling at its core. But I think the best is you're going to have all these eyes. So shine the light on the people that have been on the grind for your promotion for so long. I think it's a great main event to have. Super exciting, man. I'm excited about that show. I'm also interested in how this is going to stream. I guess we'll find out soon.
I'm sure there will be some information about that coming out. I can't, I can't say too much, but I know that it's something they're looking for. So it's, I'm sure there's going to be an announcement coming out about where it can be seen. They're definitely going to want to watch. They're definitely going to want to watch people want people to watch this. So it'll be a thing that people will be able to get their eyeballs on if they can't get there physically, which I will be. So, but no, you know what? You did mention like the getting your locals over, and I think that matters so much, because there's so many promotions that we see that like rely on rely on like fly-ins and bringing all these people in that are from all over the country and the world that aren't necessarily from your local area. And well, that's great and all, I do think there's a lot of the most successful promotions we see these days are ones that are taking the time to bring those people in to at least, it's not like, hey, I'm bringing a guy from, across the country this way, and then another guy from across the country this way, and they're going to wrestle each other. And then you're going to see two local guys wrestle each other, for the rest of the card.
Yeah. It's we've seen that the opposite of that, the kind of super card thing, we've seen in real time how that doesn't work. Like, there's a new promotion, they come out with these super PWG style cards and you're like, yo, this is crazy. Then they do five shows and you never hear from them again. The promotions that are lasting, we've seen, are the ones that are investing in the future. Like, it's not sustainable to have Mike Bailey on every show and every main event, because you can't invest in him. You got to invest in the guys when Mike Bailey's gone that are still going to be cooking over here. We see with my homie, shout out to West Coast Pro, how they've built up Starboy, they built up Titus, they built up Zoe. It's like Scott has invested so much in that talent that it's gonna, he doesn't have to do all these super cards as we've seen, because the local scene has carried it. So I love when promotions do that, and it's so important, I think, in this day and age, because it's hard to be seen on with so much content going on. And if there's eyes on your product, you gotta get some local representation in there. Some people just get the eyes and they're like, yo, we got them, put on the super hottest dream match you can think of. And while that's great, I'm loving, I'm all in, you got to invest in the future.
And everyone can book that same, if everyone can book that same match, if you're using guys from that are flying in regularly and all over the places. You mentioned West Coast Pro, and like that's actually something that it's really funny. I was talking to I was watching Scott's stream last night, and him and I were kind of talking about Under the Bridge, and he'd mentioned someone making kind of like an offhanded remark about like, oh, is this like a B show?
What?
Because it's featuring more local talent, and it's not a lot of people flying in necessarily for
you.
It.
Mean the show that they announced Leo Rush for? That's a B show.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's what I mean. I feel, I don't know if people are looking at the card and it's like, oh, okay, so what they saw like Los Suavecitos and Jai Jewel and Vinny and Charlie, Lil Cholo on, and we're like, oh yeah, it's like LA people. But
dude, that's awesome.
Those are all awesome wrestlers anyway.
I'm saying, like, yo, like, I'm jealous of this card. Like, every time they announce a new match and a new person, I'm like, hey, yo, I put on under the Leo Rush tweet, bring Leo Rush to San Francisco, bro. What's going on here? I'm jealous over here. No, I love that Scott changes the game, especially as a California independent wrestling connoisseur for close to 20 years now, more than 20 years at this point. Little Cholo is awesome. Like, he's been somewhere for so long. Like, having that representation on these cards and changing kind of what West Coast Pro is in a different region, I think is awesome. Like, I'm also, like I said, jealous. I want to see that Lucha shit. Like, bring that Lucha shit over here too. Like, he knows the market over there and he switches it up. That's funny that someone would call it a B. I'm like, a show with Leo Rush is not a B show, dude. You're talking crazy.
Yeah, they just announced like Mio Momono's on that too.
Come on.
You know, Leo Rush, Lee Moriarty.
Lee!
Yeah, Black Taurus is on it.
Keto Black Taurus! Come on, yeah, man. Come on. What?
Yeah. I'm also like Black Taurus, last time he wrestled a West Coast Pro show, he showed up in the middle of his match.
It was
the coolest shit ever.
Nah, dude, he's badass. I was at one West Coast Pro show where, you know, before the show, and he showed up. LA always eats good. They have forever. He showed up, and I was all, damn, he's just like bad. Even before he gets into the, as he's been thirst trapping on the internet, even before he gets to the gear, he's a badass motherfucker. So, like, it's exciting. I'm excited for his future. There's some exciting things going on in his thing. So yeah, it's gonna be a really dope show. What other kind of things have you been excited about recently in independent wrestling? I'm just trying to find the opportunity to talk about Mr. Danger in some way, because every time I see something about him, it blows my mind. I'm like, how could I get a Mr. Danger promo over on Indeed before the show's over? It's here right now. We're talking about it. AR Fox, one of the best trainers in all of wrestling. It's unbelievable, his track record already. Like, he, like, his prize pupil had his dream match at WrestleMania against John Cena. Like, if you just start there, you're like, oh, he's cooking, and then you could go all the way down. But this new kid, Mr. Danger, if you guys haven't seen him, he's nuts. He's insane. I love wrestlers that give me the feeling of, when before the internet was popular, you would hear about, I always bring up Sabu for an example. Like, you would hear about these wrestlers and they'd be like, you got to see this person. You read in magazines, they're like, this guy's nuts, and you wouldn't know. And then you would see him and you'd be like, oh, this guy nuts, he doesn't care about something. Like, I don't know if he's like a daredevil, he might die in this ring. Like, any wrestler that gives you that kind of Jeff Hardy style feeling, I love him. I think Mr. Danger is one of those. He does like a springboard Phoenix splash to the outside that looks like dangerous for everybody. Like, Mr. Danger is a great name. Mm-hmm. He like the way, yeah, that he throws his body. Some people do the same. Some people do the 450 splash. Some people do the Phoenix splash. Some people do the shooting star press. And I love how there's so much variety. I think he adds variety to it. I'm such a big fan of this kid. I was writing an article for PWI last night, and I was like, it's between these two. Like, it was between him and another wrestler, the one that I ended up doing the article on. And I was like, this kid is so great, I have to come on the podcast and talk about him.
Hey, no, I'm here for it. Yeah, the springboard Phoenix splash thing. Like, watching Mr. Danger wrestle scares the shit out of me.
Exactly.
It's the last time I think somebody started showing up on indie shows that made me feel like that was like Commander.
Yes. And like, this is dangerous. Yeah. I think like that his name is fitting. And if you can make me feel like that, I'm like, yo, I don't know. I love it. That's my favorite feeling in the world.
He's not even doing deathmatch shit either. It's just like, no. It's just crazy high flying, like, wow, you have anti-gravity cheats on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
No, it's fucked. I'm excited for some Lucha shit that I get to go see in like a week. I get that demand show. That demand show. We were talking about Lucha. And,
dude, there was some clips of Jack Cartwheel and Gringo doing a ladder match. You saw that?
So that was at their last show, yeah. So that was a ladder match that Jack Cartwheel and Gringo had for the Demand Lucha Championship.
Oh, that was a Demand show.
That was a Demand Lucha show. That was their last show, and Jack Cartwheel won that ladder match, won the championship, ended Gringo's like well over a year reign. So, and now his first defense is against Gringo Loco and Mustafa Ali.
Mm.
I'm so excited. I already know it's going to be good. I just have to like go there and see what I like. It's more like, what am I going to see?
Right.
Cause I've seen all those videos on Twitter of Mustafa Ali, like posting his like training videos. And in like a couple of those videos, he's running some of those crazy Lucha chain spots with Gringo Loco in training. Yep. So it's like, okay, those two already know each other well enough where I know they're going to do some shit that I've
never seen before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in Jack Cartwheel on top of that, who's like another one of those people who I just watch him wrestle with my jaw like hanging down here, because he does just some of the weirdest shit, and he has the most impressive body control with like I've never seen someone be able to just like, he seems like he knows what every part of his body's doing at every single moment of just life.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild how he maneuvers in wrestling. I think the coolest thing about this match is what you described there, because Ali has been throughout like his tenure in WWE, he will put out these videos of him training, and it'd always be this super insane lucha shit that you're like, he's never going to use that on Monday Night Raw. We're never going to see this. But now he's going to be in there, like you said, with Gringo, Jack Cartwheel, these guys that do that are in lucha matches on a weekly basis. So we're going to get to see Ali 100% into that shit he's been doing, that we've been seeing, that we've been wanting. So exciting, man. It's super interesting to see what's going to happen with him. I'm like, Scott hasn't booked him, so he must have a hefty price tag, I'm thinking, because where is he? What's going on here, Scott?
Yeah, his world
tour. I want to see him too.
His world tour too. It's he's got some, he just had a match announced for it that I'm really excited for. Our last guest from the month of November, Von Vertigo, is going to be one-on-one with Ali at C4 Wrestling next Friday.
Oh, that's sick.
So I'm really looking forward to that one, because again, Vaughn has been like so diligently getting his name out there by working his ass off around Canada and then working his ass off in Europe, like on these self-booked tours. He started to get into the US. He made his Defy debut not too long ago. So, and now he's getting one of, you know, there's this Canadian weekend of three shows that Mustafa Ali is coming in for in January, and he gets one of the matches in the singles. I'm hoping that a lot more people tune into this to watch this one because of, you know, the attention that Mustafa Ali's independent run is going to bring.
He's so cool.
And I'm really hoping that's the case, because I would love for as many people to see Von Vertigo wrestle as possible. This is like my agenda is always to get the Canadian people out of Canada. I don't want to see them wrestling every weekend in Toronto because they can't get across the fucking border to get like, you know, some American dates or something. So like, I want this to be the match that like leads to that for this dude.
Yeah, that's another really exciting component to Ali's little run that he's about to get on here, is the unknowns are the people that are on the come up that he's going to face that are going to be getting more eyes on them. He's about to really cook, and everybody that's along for the ride is just a good position to be in. And I think Von Vertigo, in the position that he's been in right now, this is great for him. I'm trying to find the super chat because it was super cool earlier.
Shout out to you,
that
Jay one. Rose.
That one's cool too, Jay Rose. What's up, my bro?
Thank you very much. I had to change it up a bit for the new year. Which chat were you looking for? Was it a super chat?
No, it's a regular chat. Just keep talking. I'm gonna find it. I'm almost there.
It's all good. I was looking at the calendar for what's on this weekend, and it's like it's a hard weekend to watch shows. Like there's GCW in Chicago this Friday, which that's gonna be great, because that's you know,
Tank and Blake Christian is hard. I love it.
Tank and Blake Christian. You know, we're gonna have Ali versus Gringo for the title there. But like Saturday is just such a tough day to watch shows on, because you've got, you know, there's a GCW show running, there's a bunch of indies running on IWTV, but then there's also TNA Hard to Kill, Battle in the Valley, and AEW Collision are all going to be on. There's all going to be, you know, some top independent names that are going to be probably showing up on some of those shows. I know that First Wrestling Wrestlepalooza made a very obvious cancellation announcement for Brian Keith that he'll be probably a Collision on Saturday.
Don't make it obvious. Oh, hey, he's not going to be here on Saturday. He's going to be somewhere else.
Yeah. But you know what? Also, I really like the way that they said that.
That was great. Very classic.
There is a show in Indianapolis this weekend too. Who's on it? Oh, let's go get the card.
Hang on one second.
Let me go get.
Oh, I found it. Man, I'm looking.
Oh, what'd you find?
Wait. Come on, man.
Dude. Hey.
Cool. Come on, man. That's so cool. Sometimes you get little messages. You're like, all right, it's all worth it. I thought nobody in the world was watching that show. Apparently, Ethan Page is watching our ROH show. So thank you, Ethan Page. That's super dope, man.
That's really good to hear, man. I like that. There is NAP out the gate. It's happening this weekend, Sunday, January 14th. What do we have happening on this show? Well, we have Mance Warner versus Isaiah Broner for the NAP Heavyweight Championship.
They're going to fight hard, very hard.
Man, if that doesn't just make you want to go right there, you're broken. I can't help you. You're broken.
I'm all in off that one match. I'm like, oh, these guys are going to fight for real. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Mance Warner and Isaiah Broner are going to, you know, someone might kill someone. Jocelyn Navarro and Derek Dillinger. That's, again, sick match.
Dude, I've become such a big fan of Derek Dillinger recently, man. So good.
Derek Dillinger does some really cool shit. I got to see him up here not too long ago at a Greek Town show, and he's just energy.
Energy, dude. Yes.
Also, Count Noctis versus Rico Gonzalez. You want to talk about?
Ooh.
You want to talk about dope era Fox students? Rico Gonzalez.
Yes. Fire. That's going to be a really fire match. Two young, up and coming, really hungry wrestlers. They're going to try to kill it.
Yeah. Fun fact: former guest on Indeed, Alex Storm, is ring announcing this show.
Love it. Shout out to the homeboy. He said we gave him an assist. I don't know if we did, but he said it, not us.
Well,
we'll take it.
Yeah, awesome. It's like a half, you know, like just happy accident. Like I'll take it, you know.
Like that's what our job is. It's like to put on.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if you find someone that you want to work with out of it, that's fucking dope. You know. I love to hear that. Yeah, it's a hard night this weekend to be like having a Saturday show with all that. That TNA show is one of the, you know, hypest fucking, like, I haven't been my excitement level for Impact related adventures has gone through the roof over the last like 12 months. It has gone from like mild enthusiasm to like, I'll probably go out of my way to watch that.
Yeah, it's I think I'm going to be at the New Japan show live in San Jose, so I won't be able to watch live, but I'm so interested in the rebrand of TNA. They're announcing a bunch of really cool stuff, but I think their rebrand is going to be really dope. How do you handle a weekend like this, Mike? Do you double fist of having two screens playing wrestling? Do you just focus on one? Like, how do you handle it when there's an insane, because this is often, like, this isn't rare of like there's five awesome wrestling shows. Like, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've learned how to pull it off. I like it when it happens when it's not related to AEW TV, because I watch that on a VPN, and then the VPN makes all my other streams laggy too.
Gotcha.
But so when it's like indie shows and like you know, some pay-per-views like this, I'm happy, because what I will probably do is watch two shows simultaneously at least. I say at least because sometimes what I'll do is I'll still have one show on my main monitor, but I'll actually half screen two shows on my other monitor.
Sicko alert.
And it's really hard to properly pay. So like I can, I, it's
your
really
brain
hard.
Can't process that, dude. And you're stoned too.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm not saying it works out great, but what ends up happening usually is like, I'll realize something cool is like, cause it's very rare that like some super insane shit is happening on all three things simultaneously. So usually it's like one thing can get like, you know, my immediate focus while I kind of like side eye some other things every few seconds.
Right.
But then like if something, you know, I'll know like, okay, like this one's, you know, I got to go back. I really got to go back and watch this one. Mm-hmm. So triple monitor or triple screen. It's really tough. I'm probably only going to do two, but I might do three. It depends on like how overlapping everything is. Cause I know that Battle in the Valley and like TNA don't start at the same time, but I do know that they will overlap each other eventually. Mm-hmm. And they will also overlap GCW. And I really want to see Microman versus Joey Janela.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, look, I called you a sicko, but I'm sure one time I have computer, laptop, and phone all on wrestling. So, I mean, when you're a sicko, like, you don't get to this show for nothing, Mike. Like, we're sickos. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, I wouldn't be talking about wrestling on the internet if I didn't like it this much.
Same.
Which totally, by the way, that you had an interaction with somebody about that.
I thought like, you were bringing it back around. I'm like, look at Mike. He's a good interviewer over here. I don't want to be interviewed.
No, but you talked about that with somebody like, or you interacted with somebody about that like online earlier. It was like, you know, wouldn't you not want somebody to be a fan of something if you're watching them like speak about it and talk about it, or you know, try to inform you about it?
Because the guy was like, these people are trying to be fans first, media second. I'm like, isn't that kind of how it should be? I thought like it doesn't have to be. There could be. You're just here to do your job, but I'm not just here to do my job. I'm here because I like wrestling.
Yeah, I actually hate wrestling. I just felt like starting a podcast about independent wrestling.
What's right? So funny. Every time like, someone asks when I'm like, oh, I talk about wrestling for a living pretty much. And they're like, do you like that? And I'm like, would I talk about this for a living if I didn't like it? And then it makes me think, I'm like, are there people that are doing this that don't like it? And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of people that do their job like this and don't like what they're talking about. And that's crazy to me.
Yeah, no, like I don't want to watch a federal tax accountant talk to me about music. And I don't want to watch like, I don't want to watch somebody who doesn't. Of course, it's going to be better if they know what they're talking about and they like it. It's so weird to want to. Why would I cover this if I'm not a fan of it? It like wrestling is such a weird thing to be
it's so
into.
Weird.
That's what
I was saying. Like, why would I pick wrestling of all things to not like to just try to make money? And there ain't money over here like this. What are you talking about, dude?
to do what we're doing right now, if we didn't like it, would be the silliest. Shittiest waste
that
of
would
our
be
free time.
That'd be a real sicko mode. That of like, we don't like this, but we just talk about it all. Like, if I didn't like wrestling and I talked about it for 8 hours on a podcast a week, people would be like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yep, you're sicko.
I love it. Love Absolutely. The game.
Hell yeah. So do I. Watch it this weekend. There's a whole bunch of it. You know, where can everyone find you out in the meantime, Reg?
At Righteous Reg, if you want to find me on socials. Mike and I have become TikTok boys, so you can find us on TikTok now. That's a new thing. I've been trying to make videos and shit. It's annoying. Also, you can find me. So every Wednesday, I'm here, of course, with Mike. Every Wednesday night, I'm on with Denise for the AEW Dynamite post show. Tomorrow's Ask Grapsity with Philip Lindsay. And then it's also the ROH post show with Kate. And every Saturday, it's Philip Lindsay, Righteous Reg, the Grapsity podcast, talking about the best news stories of the week. And I'm working on some new stuff, and also a bunch of cool stuff is coming out. This year is going to be cool. I'm just going to say that.
Hell yeah. I don't want to miss this super chat. Ali versus Gringo Loco at GCW is happening.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that's
fine. There's a video show to Glory Pro. Hey, if he turns up at Glory Pro, I hope so for you. That'd be awesome.
Hi.
For myself. Yeah, Mike from Indeed on all the socials, also on TikTok. We're on TikTok now at Indeed Podcast, so you can follow us there and watch clips of this show that you already just watched. But if you want to just see some of the like best bits, funniest bits, like chopped down into more digestible format with some funny little graphics and sound effects and shit, you know, hey, give us a follow there. We'll see you next Wednesday. We've got Veda Scott with us next week.
Ooh. That slide video. Oh my God, dude.
We're just going to talk about the three-story twisty slide for the entire time. Nothing else. Can't believe they put that shit in the mall. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.